Hello, hello, and hello. Guys, we're going to have a bunch of new people on the fireside. Can we not do the clap thing today? They're going to think I insist on it.
Come on, Asher, you walked right into that one.
Yeah. All right. So, interestingly enough, last week, as you might imagine, my notes for the fireside were full, just jam-packed full of everything. This week, I have very little to actually on my notes. I do have some important stuff to talk about, but we'll be doing question and answer today. I could not, didn't have time last week, but I'll be taking questions today. First off, let me say this. We have been moving. Obviously, if you have not moved, you need to get on that real quick. But the most important thing is if you are still in 6RCQ, that Keepstar is unanchoring in the next couple of days. So this weekend, you need to move forward to F7C. When the Keepstar unanchors, it's unanchoring Monday. It's not a secret. It unanchors on Monday. If we get it, it's fine. Whatever. If it gets blown up or scooped, it's whatever. The point of the Keepstar was to get a lot of Titans and Supers and Dreads out safely. It costs the same as one Titan. If we saved one Titan, which I'm very confident we would have if we'd been a fort otherwise, it paid for itself. We'll try to scoop it. After we do, it's straight home. We're bringing everyone home. That means going home to Delve if Delve is your home. If you're moving on somewhere else, if your alliance is located somewhere else, you're going there. But we are going to go home starting after the Keepstar anchors on Monday. So what does that mean? F7C moved there so that your ship is not in the Keepstar when it unanchors. Someone asks, is F7C Sigma's? It is Initiatives now. It was Shadow Ultimatum. Shadow Ultimatum are moving to Esoteria. They're coming south. They do not want to stay up there on the front lines, and I understand why. We'll be coming home. If Horde continue to attack in the Cloud Ring, if they attack the Initiative Keepstar, that kind of thing, that's something where we are obviously going to throw in to help defend Initiative there. So while we will be going home, be prepared to, go out there and fight should a fight happen. Luckily, it is still timed to EU, and it would be an attack, so we'll see if they're willing to do it. I've been talking for so long, my voice is going. That's about all the news. There was a lot of news last week. The only news I had this week was the Keepstar anchoring. I'm sure there's some other stuff I forgot. Some directors can chime up if I missed it, but go ahead and start asking questions and I will answer you. Put them in Elysium. If you are new to the fireside, that is the channel on Jabber. It is Elysium on Jabber. Join that channel. ADM boost of Cloud Ring? Probably not. That's not something I'm planning on right now. More Stormbringer ADM fleets. Since when? We might do those. Stormbringers are super good for that. We are actually redoing the fit for Stormbringers. So that is something that will be changing pretty soon. Basically, when I brought them out, we were really focused on saving money, and the procurement guys talked me into a fit that I wasn't super keen on. So we have overcome that. I'm going to change the fit on those. Is the fit already done? Cool. Maelstroms when dry? Good question. I like Maelstroms a lot. They have a lot of fluffs. So we'll see. I wouldn't mind running them, but it has to be in the right situation. Can we make Dunk an honorary beekeeper without actual responsibility? Teriel, that's an excellent idea. Can you ask the Alliance to give Lorraine in one ISK? No. What's your favorite anime? I like Looney Tunes a lot. That's probably one of my favorites. How you get Stormbringer BPCs? Burnin, you're asking, if you have industry questions, you're asking the wrong person. There are a lot of really smart people in here. I am not one of them. Alligator Doctrine? Yeah, Interior Crocodile Alligator Doctrine would be really good. They have made them a little more affordable from what I saw. It's something I'm looking at for sure. It's a possibility. I would say probably not a strong one right now, but it's definitely something I look at. I love those drone vessels, but we'll look and see. Is King of the Hill an anime? I literally saw Alterari on YouTube. It's King of the Hill, dubbed in Japanese with American subtitles, and I watched an entire episode. I watched the whole thing. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? But it was really enjoyable. You can find it on YouTube. Are we getting the fold-out bed from the garage, or are friends going other places? So people are moving in. Brave will be moving into Northern Quirius, into IGC's current space. IGC will be moving into Period Basis. Other alliances are moving to Esoteria, and some are moving to Delve. So it's going to be sort of all over the place, but that generally, yeah, we're getting out some beds, and we're building some new beds elsewhere. When are we resetting fire? We're going to let them move through, and we will reset them at the appropriate time. I don't have an actual date for you missed, but not long, not too long. How is sharing for ratting looking? I assume that means like free-for-all ratting. Yes, that's going to be the case. Imperium space is free-for-all for ratting. You can rat in any Imperium space you want. That's the case for all alliances. So it'll be that way now. If you guys want to go rat in Paragon Soul or wherever. Lorraine says, when are you going to stream again? So Lorraine, like, my main has been entombed in Horde space in a blops. Like I said, my voice is going. Sorry for that. And I've had everything else in capital ships. So even if I wanted to stream Eve, I don't have any character I could log in. I actually have got the itch 1 or 2 days, but I could just sit in a blops cloaked or sit in docked in Titans and in Keepstars. Those are really my options. Yeah, Altari, the Japanese dub King of the Hill is actually really good. I was surprised. I also never thought I'd be talking about Japanese dubbed King of the Hill on the Fireside, but here we are. Yeah, Toon, guys, we got some new people joining. We were just talking about this in the Kremlin meeting. Honestly, we're going to get a lot of 07s. I know. The proposal we came up with was, you know, we're just going to have to deal with the 07s and the 70s. Let's try to get them to stop saying Toon if we can. If we can just say pilot or character, we're going to have to hear toasting a lot too, instead of hacking. It's just going to be a little painful. I understand. Just, you know, remember if someone 7-0s you, they're trying to be nice. Don't be mean to them. Just say hi. But if they say tune, we'll just try to slowly move them over to character and civilize them. Yeah. Clap 007 doctrines. You know, it could be the clap 07. That is actually pretty funny. I like that change. That's pretty funny. Clap 07s. We never got to use the clap 007s. We had them up north, but the time just never actually came to use them. They were built for a specific thing, and then that thing stopped happening. So, you know, maybe later. Guys, relax, says Lenny Killstreak. Lenny, do you think that, like, I mean, come on. Is it really going to work with goons? Do you think that's going to stop them in any way? Yoshi, you're broken. All right, anyone else got any questions? What do you think about Lancers? So we've seen some uses for them. They're still very niche. And they will remain niche. I don't expect them to become very important. Like I've said before, if you want to get your own Lancer Dread, you know, go ahead. But they're not going to be like an important part of our doctrine in the near future. Have they been briefed on Zor? I do not think so. There's going to be a lot of people you're going to be able to really educate and share cultural enlightenment with. So, yeah. What Dread should I train for? Phoenix Navy issue, Zernitra, Phoenix, Revelation Navy issue. Roughly in that order. Zernitra or Phoenix Navy issue is the number one. Why are we not putting people in catch? That's a good question, Killer. I like that question. We strongly believe in keeping our borders to a tightly defined space for several reasons, but mostly because of past experience. We have learned how hard it is to defend out that far, and we would like to keep that our borders relatively tight and compact. Why can't we say tune? This is an excellent question, Flippant Bess. You are allowed to say whatever you want. We're not gonna say you can't say Toon. We're not gonna try and control your speech. Every group has their own culture. In Goonswarm culture, Toon is a word that is just viewed as kind of silly and a little ridiculous. In the same way that like Desis or Iskies or Thannies sound childish, Toon also sounds childish. So we say character or pilot. You can say whatever you want. We're gonna not say Toon.
We just got to make fun of you.
Yeah, if you say Toon in a fleet, there's a pretty strong chance that everyone in the fleet will key up and just start saying Toon in a really high voice over and over again. Like those, what was it, like the Pelicans? Stabberino, also a ridiculous one. Childish from the Pink Keepstar crew? Dude, that Pink Keepstar was beautiful. How dare you, Patrick? Seagulls, thank you. Yes, the Seagulls. Can I be your adopted father and the grandfather of your Thannies? Lord Trenchard, aren't you older than me? Or are you one of our babies? Your name is Lord Trenchard 2005. Is that when your character was made or when you were made? A character, yeah. Okay, so I think you would have to be my father. Let's take this to DMs. I don't want to get any more, you know. Are we going to claim or reclaim Cloud Ring in the future? Probably not. It makes more sense for Initiative to claim it. You know, Initiative has Fountain. We are blue to them, and we intend to stay that way, but it doesn't really make sense for us to claim Cloud Ring, so we'll let Initiative do that. Vasan Kumar, yes. You're damn right I did. I should just stream the Fireside. I suppose I could. Will we help in it to claim Cloud Ring? That would be up to them. It depends on what they want to do and how they want to do it and if they want to ask us for help. So Darkshines and I talk pretty much every day. And so it's not like we're not lacking for communication. So if he wants to say, hey, you want to come help us? We would 100% do that.
You do me think about Twizzle Spark now, Atron. I still miss Twizzle Spark.
Can we organize an op to help in it defend the Forager from the Greases? Didn't the Greases already blow that up? Oh, okay. That might be fun. Is Fountain a no-go zone for us and Delve a no-go zone for them? As far as transiting through, it is not a no-go zone for either of them, but you should not be ratting there. If you have a, what are those things? Escalations, right? Escalation that goes in there. I'm pretty sure that we can go there, but you should not be ratting otherwise in their space, and they won't be doing it to ours.
You can do the NPC missions, like from the NPC region, same as in a DOS NPC missions in our space, but outside, though. No.
With the influx of blobs drops and numbers growing higher for hostile crab killers, what are the thoughts on the counter them, Asher? That's a good question, Mike. I was about to say your whole name. I'll say it anyway. That's a good question, Mike Cunsweat. Join Beehive. We have a high success rate of saving people. It is a little harder for us because we have NPC space, so it is easier for them to hunt us than for us to hunt them. That is very true. But we do have a really high success rate of saving people who are prepared. And we have a pretty fun home defense doctrine. Yeah, don't have Rorquals out during Strat Ops. We've been losing whenever a Dread or a Super or a Rorqual dies while we're on a Strat Op in the north. I would laugh. And Beehive's returns when move ops are home. Yep, so about 3 days from now. Will B2 have their own Crab Umbrella? So B2, as like an alliance, is basically disbanding. Or sorry, I shouldn't say coalition. As a coalition, is disbanding. The individual alliances can put up their own, umbrella if they want to. I assume Brave probably will do so, but they are welcome to join the Beehive. And for some of them, I would recommend that because it's a lot easier to get involved in ours, and ours is already basically functional, and it than it is to do a totally separate one and sort of copy the same roles, which would be redundant. Which pirate insurgency are we signing with? We will be going with the Angels. How will Toaster, Sniper Eagle, and Zintage suppress EUFCs from Brave? Teriel, basically, I was in like 4 hours of meetings before this, and the number one topic at each meeting is how do we really just suppress our EU members, our FCs, and really not suppress them, oppress them is the actual right word. So we're not going to stop spending time thinking about how to oppress our EU members. Thank you for bringing that up. Someone asked me a question on Mumble, and remember, join Elysium on Jabber, but there might be some new people here, so I understand. When is Beehive coming back, if I may ask? After Monday, we'll be coming home after Monday, so that's when Beehive will go back up. Do you think we will start an offensive war against Pappy? So, Woosie, what we have said and what I said in my post is that the plan is basically through Christmas to, we're not going to be starting any major campaigns. We have ideas for things to do. There will be some fun stuff we'll be doing, but there's a lot of people who basically need some time to rearm, rebuild, that kind of thing. So we'll be basically chilling through Christmas. And then after that, that's a long-term plan thing. What about people who want to do Garistas? So basically drop the trade-off here. Is that we don't want to be dealing with blue shoots. So we've chosen Angels, and we're going to do Angels. We don't want people doing Garistas because we don't want people on the opposite side from each other. We're definitely not going to be doing a thing where you can shoot blues because they're on side of that side or their NPSI. We just don't do that. We've been down that road before. It leads to a lot of hurt feelings. We've had the people the times where two guys who were on different NPSIs or different factions shot each other and then are yelling at each other on our comms. The bad blood stays around for years. Like, it's just not worth it. Humans are humans. We're going to do it the smart way, which means that we're going to fight on the same side. Lord Trenchard says, please thank your team for everything they have done recently. Yeah, leadership has been like amazing. We've been doing a ton of good stuff. So I would like to thank them. I have done so. It's been a really huge month for us. And I'm very impressed with what our guys have done. Boss, what about the East? Question, neutral zone. I think you're talking probably about the Southeast Agreement. That expires in February. So we can reevaluate in February. It is highly, highly, highly unlikely we will re-agree to anything along those lines. Basically, the Southeast Agreement has been used by Horde to stack with alliances that are friendly to them in all but official standings, and I have not been terribly surprised by that. We are going to keep our agreement. That is something we do. We keep our agreements. That has sort of been our thing for a very long time, so we will keep that agreement until it expires, but after that, it is basically a almost zero probability we will re-sign to that. Jonan says, thanks for providing us a new home. He is ex-Severance. Thank you for joining us. We're happy to have you here, dude. I say we go after the largest alliance in the game, and by that I mean the pan-intergalactic business community. Dinar, excellent idea. We will add that to the agenda. Will we defend any small alliances that could attack? This is a good question, Killer. So we don't really have, strong relations either way with most of these alliances, and we would be happy to defend some or attack some, depending on their alignment, their situation. We'd like to have, we're not looking to make the Southeast our zone, right? We're not looking to get rid of people out of there or sort of wipe it clean. So I want you guys to understand our philosophy. Our philosophy is that we think more people in NullSec is good for the game. More people not aligned to us is good for the game. I have watched people. Who is that goofy streamer who stole Rorqual drones and got on the CSM? Omeka Gold. Yeah. I watched Omeka Gold kill his own playstyle. There's this thing where if wolves get in a sheep pen, they will kill all the sheep, even though they can't eat all the sheep. Right. And I watched Omeka Gold kill his own playstyle because he hated the sheep so much. Sheep are good, right? We need wolves and we need sheep. Sometimes we're both, right? Sometimes we're the gold, sometimes we're the wolves, sometimes we're the sheep. But the important thing is that it's good for the game. So we're not going to kill our own playstyle as best that we can. We don't want to be the king of the ashes. Why does CCP hate NullSec? So Demichev, this is a good philosophy question. I don't think they hate NullSec. I don't think they understand it. And that's a big difference. I do believe that a lot of the changes we're seeing in faction warfare are sort of previews for what they might do to replace Fazisov or augment it. So I think that you should look at them as maybe CCP testing out stuff for NullSec. Will Helldump return to Goonfleet.com? Potentially. Will be transitioning more to ISK making or focusing more on SIGs. Might be the best to inform our new members on SIGs. Yes, SIGs and squads are groups that you can join that go out on smaller missions. You can be in a more tight-knit group, and generally they are open to anyone, sometimes with a few requirements as far as join time and stuff like that, but generally open to everyone, and they're a good way to go and get excitement when the alliance is not fully deployed. Lenny Killstreak says, join SIGs, you lobsters, which is... That's how I communicate with people too, Lenny. I like to call them lobsters. Why is CCP now creating NPCs to kill Imperium structures? I mean, they've had those before. I don't know what you're talking about specifically, but Lord Ballas says, anyone have a link to the Clap 007 doctrine? So we never revealed the Clap 007 doctrine. So no, there won't be a link. Woosie says, when will you increase your FC ranking? Have you seen how many more FCs have joined? Just since Arcadio's joined, I think he's run 38 fleets. So the chances of me going up are basically impossible at this point. If you don't know, I'm the 23rd ranked best FC in the Imperium, which is why I force people to clap for me at the fireside, because it's the only way I can feel good about myself. So if you're a new member, those are basically all truths. All right, if someone wants to slide a question in between the claps. Can we get a shout out to Ninetales and his SIG for the 50 billion dunk on the Horde space, in Horde space on the 50-man fleet? Yes, that was awesome. There's a video of it. Here, let me grab it, and I'll throw it in the channel. Hang on, here it is. All right, yeah, there's the video if you guys want to watch. He absolutely slapped those guys. That was really nice. Great job, Ninetales. Are we going to allow allies to be FCs for Beehive? They have a lot of EU time soon peeps who could help. Yes, allies can FC Beehive. Video is unavailable. Maybe he deleted it or something. I don't know. It was available yesterday. Sorry, guys. Yeah, maybe they reported it and got it banned. Asher, if your throat hurts, I have something for you to suck on. Oh, that's nice. Like a lozenge? Same size. How do we encourage more dreads when we don't encourage crabbing in a dread? So that's a good question. So first of all, this is saying, how do we encourage more battleships when we don't encourage crabbing in a battleship? Ships have their use and their purposes, right? And so that's not something I'm super worried about. Dreads are, I'm not saying they're impossible to save, but they're more or less impossible to save from an appropriately sized drop. So they're just not nearly as good as, you'd like them to be. I don't know what more to tell you. There are better things to use. Use crabquels.
Our enemy can, in an instant jump clone 90 people in bombers with combined with Blobs battleships, and that just kills him.
A dread just dies in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Or less.
So we cannot even respond. So that's just the reason how it's that hard.
Yeah, the way to think about this is you're crabbing to make money so that you can buy a dread to get in the big fight with. That's one of the goals you can have for yourself as part of your EVE career is I wanna be there on the field as part of the big cap fight. But that's what you're making the money for, is to get into that, to supply yourself a dread or eventually a super titan. That that is why you're making the money. It's for, but for making the money, you should pick the thing that's most efficient for doing that, or whatever you enjoy as a playstyle goes, right? They're separate things.
Vernon says, John has saved my PNI 3 times, but I'm not using Beehive Fit. I use a more tanky one. I, too, have used a very tanky Phoenix and got saved on a Crab Beacon before. So it is possible, and but I think you have to go max tank. And in my experience, the people who complain the most about the dreads not being saved are also the ones that have like 8 target painters in the mid somehow. Palantine keeps our update. We have not done anything since last I checked. We've had other things to worry about since then. It was 53 or 54. I don't know which is the correct one, but somewhere around then. John says we can 100% save a dread if you don't suck. I mean, that's a really high standard to meet, John. So, but, you know, listen to what John says. Just don't suck. 90% of the crab dreads that die in Delve didn't say anything, says Hammy. So this is something that's true and has been true. Our enemy often targets people who they believe are probably not English speakers or probably not. They have comm spies. They'll look and see if the person is in fleet in the comms, and they'll try to figure out that. So, you know, that's just something. And we can't really get around that. You know, we can't force someone to learn English or be that tuned in, right? That's just not possible. So, and unfortunately, those people are just more likely to die, because if you can't get on and immediately communicate your issue, then it just takes longer. Yeah, some of these people even speak French. I know. I'm sorry to tell you guys.
That's the worst.
Yeah, isn't it?
I have good news for people live on the fireside, by the way. Goonprazel is back.
Hey! All right, guys, I'm going to take 1 or 2 more questions. So if you got questions you've been holding on to this whole time, drop them now, and then I'll answer them.
I think the most important question is about PI, Asher.
Yes, PI is good. They're answered. Any plans for Ponchman? We have, like, we do a lot of stuff in Ponchman. Oh, man. Let me try to say your name. TP Bamanka Dooley. Yeah, we do a lot of stuff in Ponchman. So is it Totality Sega's Ponchman? Is that correct? Someone can link you some information.
I think that's Trevamanka in Russian, right?
Ah. Raimundo says something in French. I assume he's going to be insulting me. Even actually, isn't tabernacle like church? The caves of the English and the French tabernacle? I don't know what that is. But Asher, doing anything cool for Christmas? Dude, Han, CeeLo, I love Christmas. Favorite holiday, not even close. Thanksgiving to Christmas, my favorite time of the year. I get real jolly. You know, I'm excited. When will Asher stream a PI session? I am going to do that, Kirk. But like I said, my characters have been elsewhere, so I can't do it. As soon as I have a character back in 1DQ, which probably should be in the next 3 or 4 days, I will do so. Can you go on the meta show dressed as Santa? No. Do I dress as Santa for Christmas? I do not. I do wear the little hat, though. Like, when I go grocery shopping, I'll wear a little Santa hat, you know, the last few days before Christmas. So if you see someone in the South Florida area wearing a Santa hat and they're dashingly good-looking, it could be me.
No, one serious thing, directly after the 5 chat, there will be a ping for a last chance move up from DO6. So directly after the fireside, there's a last chance move up from DO6. So if you still have a capital in DO6, get on that move up and move yours as fast as possible. Thank you very much.
All right, guys and gals, much appreciated. Got over 700 of you on the fireside. Welcome to the new people. Did I have fun catching up on the Down the Rabbit Hole on the League World? I don't know what the League World is, but I liked the Down the Rabbit Hole about Eve. What up, Pinellas County? All right, guys, we are done. Thank you for everyone who showed up. Please clap, or I will ban you personally from the Alliance. That is something that I enforce. So please clap before you leave. See y'all later. Bye.